It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, for lots of us, pie has a special place at the table during holiday gatherings like Thanksgiving. We turn to a Wisconsin baker to consider how to make pie crust, which is probably the most important thing about baking a pie, at least in the host's opinion. How to troubleshoot various baking challenges is something else we'll talk about, and the role that pie plays in our holiday culinary experience. What pies do you make or buy for the Thanksgiving holiday? Do you make your own pie crust? Do you use butter, lard, vodka? What's your preferred method? Or do you buy ready-made crusts at the grocery store? What's your favorite pie and why? And what do you find the most challenging or trickiest thing about making a pie? Join us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Plenty of room at the table for your pie story. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jerry Bichard is the owner of Norske Nook, a regional restaurant chain with locations in Rice Lake, Hayward, DeForest, and Osseo. He's also the co-author of the Norske Nook Book of Pies and Other Recipes. Jerry, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I love the saying, life is short, eat dessert first, which is always the first thing I notice when I walk into a Norske Nook restaurant. That makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
And I follow that, you know? I mean, hey, why not eat dessert first? What, in your opinion, makes a good pie?
I think a lot of it has to do with making it from scratch. I mean, I really believe that every pie crust should be hand-rolled, and I believe that the ingredients need to be fresh and the best quality ingredients, and, of course, a little bit of great Wisconsin dairy products in there, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are in the dairy state, so let's talk about the components. Hand rolling is important. Is there one ingredient that you think is, okay, you got to use this in order to have a great pie crust, for example?
Well, we found over the course of the years, thanks to Helen Meyer, the previous owner, which I purchased in 1990, but the butter-flavored Crisco seems to be the best. We've tried everything, and for consistency, the butter-flavored Crisco is probably the best. And, of course, it's a lot of combinations of the flour and you know, making sure you got a little bit of salt and just a little bit of ice-cold water in there. And the more you bake and the more you make crust, the more you realize what the crust should feel like. And that's really important. Flour can vary.
Pie has become to be a really big part of our holiday experience. What is it about pie that makes it so special and so commonly consumed at this time of the year?
I think it's just it brings back that nostalgic sense of family. I know that for us, throughout the year, we have many different flavors of pie, and this time of the year is when everyone orders the standards, the pumpkins, the apples, the blueberries, the peach, you know, those types of great traditional pies. We have a few variations of those, like a pumpkin cream cheese, which is also popular. But still, the basic ones seem to bring that nostalgia out this time of the year.
Let's open this up to our listeners. What pies do you make or buy for the Thanksgiving holiday? Do you make your own pie crust? Do you use butter, lard, butter-flavored Crisco, regular Crisco, or some other vegetable shortening? What's your preferred method? Do you have a secret you'd care to share with us? Or do you buy ready-made crusts at the grocery store? What's your favorite pie, particularly this time of the year? And what is it that makes it your very favorite? And then maybe you could talk about what the most challenging or trickiest aspect is about making pie. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can send an email to ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's take a call from Margo, who joins us in Madison. Margo, good morning.
Good morning. A few years ago, I went to the Stoughton County Fair, and they didn't have that many submittals, but the one that took the blue ribbon was a blueberry pie with a stamped-out crust, and I said, rural womanhood is in trouble. So the next year, I submitted, and I guess a lot of other women got the same idea because the judge was swamped with submittals, but I did get the blue ribbon for my five-berry wildberry pie that year, and anyhow, that's my story.
What's your secret for making five-berry wildberry pie?
Well, you know, it's red currants, black raspberries, red raspberries, blueberries. I think there might have been gooseberries. Maybe I've got
wow.
Now you just throw in all the different berries, and they have, and you're picking the seeds out of your teeth for a month, but it's delicious.
Well, that's how you know it's good pie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Margo, thanks so much for joining us. 800-642-1234. I realize that asking someone for a baking secret is kind of like asking someone their age or other questions you're really not supposed to ask. But, we'll ask them anyway, because we ask the hard questions here on The Morning Show, don't we? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. This program, when we had the pitch meeting and we thought about doing this, it really struck me because, A, my mother made pie a lot, and she was really good at it. And B, I discovered that I did not inherit that skill, because the first time I tried to make a pie crust, it looked great, and the filling was an apple pie. The filling smelled good. It smelled great when it was baking. It looked great when I took it out of the oven. And then I tried to cut it, and I discovered that I had somehow or other created the organic version of Kevlar. I tried to sell it to the military, but they already had Kevlar and they didn't need mine. I said, well, listen, you know, it not only will deflect bullets, but you can eat it if your teeth are good enough. And I called my mother and I said, Mom, what happened? And she said, well, did you use ice water? And I said, well, no. And then she said, well, was the butter frozen? And I said, no. And she said, well, there you go. So there it is. Ice water. Cube the butter and work it in with your fingers was what she told me to do. And I decided that was more work than I wanted to do. So I started buying my pie crusts. We have lots of other pie stories. Let's hear one. Let's go to Tom in Port Wing. Oops, I'm sorry. We're going to go to Eau Claire first. And good morning, Eau Claire. Thanks for joining us. What's your pie story?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I'm just calling in to say hi to Jerry.
Oh, okay. Well, we lost Jerry for the moment. We're getting him back, but I'll convey your greetings. Do you what's your favorite pie and why?
Oh, pumpkin is just totally my favorite. And then apple.
But pumpkin and then apple. I think a lot of people would be with you on that. What do you make your own pies?
Yep, homemade.
And if you would care to share one piece of advice for pie makers, what would it be?
Oh, not to put too much ice water in.
Not too much ice water. Okay, I made a note.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us. Jerry, we've got you back. I'm sorry we had a little technical issue there, but we were talking about what goes into a good pie and how to avoid having big problems. Let's talk about the pies available at the Norske Nook. You mentioned a few of them. I have to say that the pie with the pumpkin and the cream cheese is just kills me every year. But apple and pumpkin are the traditional favorites. What else is seasonal, so to speak, at the Norske Nook?
Well, we have a harvest apple this time of the year. That's absolutely fantastic. You know, it has pecans sprinkled on it and Dutch topping and one of my favorites, of course, is a lingonberry apple, which we get the lingonberries from Scandinavia and mix them in with the apples, kind of like you would make a cranberry apple pie, and it's delicious.
Well, I had breakfast, but I'm already hungry just listening to this. Let's go to Jeannie in Wausau. Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling in to give a simple pie crust recipe.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is a cup and a couple of tablespoons of flour, and then you use that butter-flavored Crisco, 6 to 8 tablespoons full. You do use ice water. That helps. And you need 6 to 8 tablespoons again, and you do need a pie crust cutter. And that will make it into that nice pliable dough, helps to work it out, you know, and then roll it out, and it is no fail.
All right.
And as far as keeping butter has to be frozen, even if it's not, it still works, folks. Don't buy pie crust.
Okay. I have been admonished.
I couldn't agree with her more. Don't buy pie crust. Just make them yourself.
Man, pie crust shaming. That's just one thing I never expected. Jerry, we're going to continue our conversation with you in just a moment. Jerry Bichard is the owner of the Norske Nook, a regional restaurant chain with locations in Rice Lake, Hayward, DeForest, and Osseo. I think DeForest is the only one I haven't been to. He's also the co-author of the Norske Nook Book of Pies and Other Recipes. What are some of your favorite pies? What's your favorite pie at Thanksgiving? And can you answer this question? Why are pies round? That's what I want to know. Why are pies round? Maybe somebody will answer that question for us at 800-642-1234. Our pie conversation continues on The Morning Show. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Is it really Thanksgiving dinner without pie? Well, maybe that's a rhetorical question, but pie is on our menu this morning. Jerry Bichard, owner of the Norske Nook, a chain of Wisconsin restaurants famous for its pies, is with us this morning, and he is also the co-author of the Norske Nook Book of Pies and Other Recipes. Jerry, we've got a lot of callers on the line, so let's take a call. We will start with Dean calling us from South Texas. Dean, welcome to The Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm calling because I have kind of an unusual pie that I make for Thanksgiving, and I call it naked pumpkin pie.
Okay. What's so special about it?
It has no crust.
No kidding. How does that work?
Well, over time, I've noticed that when I make pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving, a lot of the people will leave their crust on the plate. They eat the inside of the pie, but they leave the crust. So my thought was, why go through the hassle of making a pumpkin pie with a crust if half the people aren't going to eat the crust?
All right. Dean, thanks for that. Jerry, do you make any crustless pies at the Norske Nook?
No, we haven't tried that. We definitely have not tried that one.
All right, Dean, thanks for sharing that. That's a first. I hadn't heard that one, and nobody in our family leaves the crust behind. Tom is with us in Port Wing next. Tom, good morning. What's your pie story?
Well, good morning, John. I heard earlier that you're from way down south in Sawyer County.
I am. Yeah, I'm a Hayward boy.
Yeah, up north here in Bayfield County, my daughters use this bear grease to make their pumpkin pie or apple pie crust.
Bear grease?
Yeah.
Jerry, have you ever heard of anyone using bear grease to make pie crust?
No, I have not. That sounds interesting, though. I'm a hunter, and that really sounds interesting.
Well, Tom, thanks for sharing that, and give a shout-out to all my friends in Port Wing. Let's go to Wallace next in Rice Lake. Wallace, good morning.
Good morning. Reporting on the pie crust, first of all, my mother and a couple of ladies here way back they used to use the pie crust that got the ooh and ahs from everyone. And they said, you have to use lard and make sure that it is rendered lard. And their crust was out of this world. Tender, brown, and flaky.
Wow. Now, okay.
Make those crust anymore, because I tried it and I had more flour on the ceiling than crust.
Well, Wallace, thank you. That just sounds like me. Thanks. Wallace uses rendered lard. Good rendered lard is hard to get, according to what my mother used to say. But, Jerry, you use butter-flavored Crisco.
Yeah, it's just mostly because availability. You're right. Rendered lard is very difficult to get, and it does work. It's just the trying to get that amount.
Right. Yeah, and that's a big debate among bakers is lard or butter. Let's go quickly to Bernadette in Fox Point. Bernadette, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm on my way to the gym so I can eat extra pie this Thanksgiving.
Great move. Excellent. So, so when you sit down and have that pie, what kind of pie is it going to be?
Probably pecan.
Okay. Well, no shame in that. You know, say it with confidence. We're going to have pecan pie.
You betcha.
Yeah, okay. So what are you making the pie or is someone else?
I'm baking everything, also a whiskey cake. But anyway.
Okay. Well, that could be just baking the whiskey cake could be fun. Bernadette, thanks for sharing, and good luck at the gym, and I hope that works out for you. Jerry, what kind of pie is going to be on your Thanksgiving table this year?
Well, a favorite of mine, and I'm just a traditionalist, is just a double crust blueberry pie. I love those little tiny Maine blueberries, and it's just the sweetness of it. And I put a little extra in for my family, though. I do add a little touch of lemon and brandy.
Okay. Well, and blueberries always look great on your tie. Jerry Bouchard, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
And thank you for having me.
I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You also.
Jerry Bouchard is the owner of the world-famous Norske Nook, a regional restaurant chain with locations in Rice Lake, Hayward, DeForest, and Osseo. They've won awards for their pie. He's also the author of the Norske Nook Book of Pies and Other Recipes.